This is St. Louis Public Radio. Today, we conclude our three-part series called A Teachable Moment, which looks at how events in Ferguson are being talked about in area classrooms and schools. St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney Bob McCullough has said that a grand jury could decide next month if Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson will face charges for fatally shooting Michael Brown. And there are concerns about what the reaction will be to the grand jury's decision. It's against this backdrop that the youngest daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is bringing her father's message of nonviolence to students living close to where mass protests broke out this past August. St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd has the story.
Inside the library at Riverview Gardens High School in North St. Louis County, students have formed small groups. For many of the kids here, peaceful demonstrations and at times violent clashes between police and protesters weren't just on TV. They were down the street, around the corner, or in their backyard. On this day, they're working on the final exercise in a three-day training course on nonviolence that was put together by the King Center. Facilitators have just asked students to talk about what they think the reaction will be if Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson is not indicted for fatally shooting Michael Brown. Here's what Elantra Jackson had to say.
If, like, they don't indict him, I'm not going to lie and say that nothing's going to, like, everybody's just going to be like, oh, okay, because there's going to be some damage done to the city.
Just to be clear, Jackson says she has no intention of taking part in any violence or property damage. But she lives close to where things got heated on West Floor since a couple of months ago, and what might happen next has her concerned. This takes us to the second part of the assignment. Based on their training, students are asked what the response should be. Here's Jackson and her classmate, Donovan Davis, who's on the microphone giving their group's response to the 60 students taking part in the training.
Like a nonviolent movement, what would we do together, all of us?
A peaceable assembly. That's what my group agreed on. We would have a peaceable assembly.
This is the answer Bernice King is looking for.
The emotion cannot take over. The impulsiveness cannot take over because this is a discipline.
And the stakes are high. This is the fourth time the youngest daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has visited the school since late August. Each time she's brought her father's message of nonviolence. King says they normally deliver this training during a summer program at the King Center in Atlanta. But after mass protests in August, she decided it couldn't wait.
Most of the training that we usually do is when there's nothing going on, kind of preparing people, hopefully, for if anything ever happens, that they will be there to preempt some things.
In the case of protests following Brown's death, many of the people King is talking about are young. At St. Louis University's Chaffetz Arena this past Sunday, a group of young activists demanded to have their voices heard at an event headlined by established civil rights leaders. After being invited to the stage, this is what one young protester told the crowd.
Look at all the people here. Now imagine if y'all were on the streets. But is that too much? Are y'all too scared? We not.
Later that night, young protesters led hundreds of people in a peaceful march across St. Louis University's campus. Back at Riverview Gardens High School, close to where protests began in August, King says they aren't just focused on the students in this room. She says each of the 60 teenagers in the training is a potential ambassador for nonviolence.
You know, they are the ones that are going to determine whether this thing goes in the right direction or the wrong direction.
King says it's all right if young people are angry about systems that, she says, continue to oppress minorities.
I mean, my father was angry. We call it righteous indignation. But he channeled that anger into something positive and constructive. More importantly, you know, he never saw people as an enemy. You know, he always felt like the other person could be transformed.
And in a protest movement driven by young people, it's the students in this room who are most likely to feel the effects and could help determine the tone of the reaction to the grand jury's decision. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.